the Duck Fights, a podcast for kids by kids. In today's episode, we will talk about creativity. First up, creativity.
Colors. We were working on watercolor techniques, and we were going to use the techniques for our art throughout the year. Our teacher, Miss Mott, is teaching us. The techniques that we use are masking, wet on dry, flat wash, gradient wash, dry brush, resist, lifting, and negative space. We made an art that has all the techniques. The next art we did was freestyle, but you had to use three of the techniques. Now we are making letters and ornaments out of wood for seniors. Back to you, hosts.
Wow, that was awesome. Next up, world events.
Cirque du Soleil. The circus started in the 1980s with a group of young street performers.
The Cirque du Soleil is a type of acrobatics too.
Soleil has these amazing shows. They even get people to do cool magic tricks on these amazing flying ropes and bars.
They also do gymnastics with other circus people.
In this circus, there are no animals. They use their creativity for shows to entertain others.
They are from Montreal, but they travel to many, many states.
The company has about 400 employees.
They even have 8 shows in Las Vegas. The shows that Cirque du Soleil makes are each made with creativity and practice from the team.
They made is always used music, dance, acrobatic, juggling, breathing fire, lighting, and cool effects for the shows.
Now the Cirque du Soleil was able to make the Montreal circus hotspot. After they practiced and was better, then they were performed.
Tourists watched their shows and tried to entertain themselves by watching the Cirque du Soleil.
Fact for you, the Cirque du Soleil employees and artists from the shows come from more than 50 countries.
They even speak 25 different languages.
They also used their talent for the shows for us more fantastic moves for their audience.
Wow, that was great. Now it's time for Hit or Miss first chapter.
Today we are going to read The Legendary Mosquito by A.Y. Chan. The book is about a girl that is named Mosquito and she wants to be a taekwondo champion. Then she finds out her all-time favorite TV star is having tryouts for a movie. What will happen next?
That's a jokester with his thick hair and round, clean-shaven face. He looks much younger than 39. He's not a tall guy, but he's broad-shouldered with a bit of a belly, and he has a boomingly loud voice. So he tends to stand out. He's also my greatest fan. The ref calls us to attention. Scores tied. Next point wins. Clean strikes. He looks pointedly at Dax. Dax scowls but nods. The spectators, the sound, everything around me just fades away. It's just me and my opponent.
I pound my gloves softly together like I'm giving them first bumps. The leather is torn and indent from years of heavy use, but I would never dream of replacing them. Don't let me down, old friends. I need to attack first, attack fast, attack with everything I've got. I'm fierce.
The ref drops his hands. Dax lunges at me straight away and eclipses both the other sun. I leap to the side of winning a flurry of fists. My heart pounds out into my rib cage. I launch a roundhouse combination kick. Dax brushes it away. No points. Dax advances slowly and steadily, and a snake stalking its prey. I stare into his eyes. A flicker to the left, and I give a launch. Give away a left axle kick moment before he launched. A breed sweep falling into his. I might divert attention long enough for me to attack. There it is. Dax glances away at something to his side.
Just bring when I hear it. Frenzied with music punctured by a series of dog yelps. I recognize it instantly. The theme song to my favorite Cody Kwok movie, Shitsu Ninjutsu. What happens when the most feared ninja assassins in the world are actually a group of Shitsu puppies, and the only warrior skilled enough to outsmart them is severely allergic to dogs? That ringtone, my foot freezes and it all rushes back to me. The hundreds of people packed in the bleachers, the key halves from fires and other matches, the sharp scent of sweat, and I turn slightly out of the corner of my eye. I see Dad phone against his ear. He says something to Mom before striding quickly to the nearest exit. Yeah, Dax hollers, leaping into a push kick. The force sends me stumbling. I try to step around him, but he's too big, too wide. He corners me, forcing me to the very edge of the ring. I have nowhere to go. My fears. My eyes flicker to Dad just as he walks through the gym door. He doesn't look back.
We give this book a 6 out of 6 thumbs up. But don't forget, there's a legendary Mosito too, so don't forget to check that one out. See you next time on Hit or Miss. Quack it out. Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Court.
That was spectacular. Now for an interview with Miss Emma from Love to Groove.
Can you introduce yourself and tell our audience why you're here today?
Yes, I can. My name is Emma, Miss Emma. I'm here because I am the Love to Groove dance instructor, so I get to see grades from kindergarten to grade 6.
Nice. Mm-hmm. What do you love about what you do?
I love that my job doesn't feel like a job. I get to jump around, play, and dance with fun people all day long, so I feel very lucky.
What skills does a person need to be good at what you do?
They need to be confident, need to be able to learn some rhythm, know how to dance a little bit, and work well with kids. So there's a fine line of just being able to dance and also being a teacher. So working well with kids, being able to pick up choreography, and those are the two main things.
What brings you joy and gratitude today?
Lots of things. Like I said earlier, I feel lucky to have this job. Joy for sure is that I get to dance all day, every day. That's my biggest thing that I'm thankful for with my new job that I started just this year in 2025. So it's been super fun.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you guys for having me. So happy. Thanks.
Try out the new challenge of the week.
Week, our challenge for you is to find the gnome we have in Northgore. The gnome is like an elf on the shelf for our tiny but mighty village. They also move the gnome around sometimes to add to the fun.
You might even get a prize if you're the first one to find the gnome and tell the organizers where it is.
We are doing this fun thing called Name the Gnome. You get a card and write down a name you like, and the office will pick one out.
It was made for people to go outside more and look for it. When you go outside and find it, it makes you feel joy and happiness. It is so fun to go and drive around Northgore and look for this cute little gnome.
Wow, that was a great episode. If you liked it, don't forget to subscribe to our amazing channel. You can also follow us on Instagram and our YouTube channel for more updates. If you try a challenge, you can email us at 321duckbites@gmail.com. Make a video of you doing it, and you might see your video in another awesome episode of Duck Bites. See ya. Duck Bites! Quack out! Quack, 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 quack.